Okay, so, well, of course, I'm from Italy, so my compliments, first of all, for the good win today, but for us, it's a bit scary ahead of the Davis Cup. So we wanted just to know a bit of you. I know you're from Russia, but you moved to Kazakhstan. Can you tell us something about it?
Yeah, of course. I was born in Russia, but in 2008 I moved to Kazakhstan. It's already almost 7 years that I play for Kazakhstan. I live there. You know, it was a good change for me. Since that, I really improved my ranking and I really improved my game. You know, it's really this partnership, this connection with the Federation of Kazakhstan. It's really helped me to improve my game still. So they helped me a lot. So this was a good change for me.
Also, you say that one of your best friends on tour is Andrei Golubev, mm-hmm. And is it good for you to have such a partner in your team?
Yeah, for sure. I know Andrei since we were 7 years old. You know, we was born in the nearest cities, just a few kilometers away from each other. So we played a lot of tournaments when we was young, like 7, 8 years old. On the juniors tour as well, and of course I know him for 20 years right now, so of course it's good to have somebody in the team that you know for so many years, and I think that's why we have such a good team in the Davis Cup.
Well, last year you won a round in Davis and then you faced the eventual champions. Do you have any memories from the match with Switzerland?
You know, it's very tough memories for me, you know, because we lost 3-2. Was very good match for us, but from my side I lost both of my singles matches, you know, so for me not so good memories. And of course it was tough match, you know, we had it was 2-1 up after the Saturday doubles. We had a small chance to win, but you know, of course it's very tough to win against number 3 and the 4 in the world when you play, especially away against Roger Stein. You know, it was almost not possible to beat them.
But it still is a good memory?
Yeah, of course. We play away. It was a huge crowd, 16,000, you know. Roger and Stan played good tennis, you know. It was very good atmosphere. It's one of the memories I will remember for many years, you know. But still, when you lose, when you play for your country, you know, it's always a tough memory.
Well, you're going to play in Astana, so you're going to be home. Can you tell a bit about the conditions there? We don't really know much about it.
The conditions, I don't know, it's should be not very hot, I believe. Maybe even some snow in this time, you know, but the complex is really good there, the tennis court is really good, the city is really nice, modern. We always like to play there, it's good atmosphere in the city, the people is good there, so we always enjoy to be there, it's really good there.
How is your relationship with the Italian tennis players?
It's good. I used to play a lot of tournaments when I was younger in Italy. I had one coach like 7 or 8 years ago from the Italy, Stefano Orso. He was helping me a lot. So I lived a couple of months there in Italy. So
whereabouts?
It was in Vicenza.
Okay.
And yeah, of course I know some guys from the teams, and Fabio, Simone, SAP, of course they're good guys, and of course Italy has right now a very strong team by the ranking, by the ATP ranking, they're stronger than we are, so I expect a tough match.
One last question, you're coached by your wife, there are not many ATP guys being coached by women, what do you think about it?
Yeah, for sure, I believe for everybody it's strange relationship, strange to have a coach, woman's coach, especially your wife. Many people don't understand and don't accept that, but for me it's a good relationship, it's working out pretty good, I'm improving, I believe, every year, so she helped me, of course, as a wife, but she helped me a lot as a coach, so we had a good off-season, and I believe right now I'm playing pretty good, so I'm pretty confident with her as my coach.
Well, semi-final here is definitely working.
Yeah.
But thanks a lot, and good luck for tomorrow.
Thank you.